Good morning, Muskegon. I'm Rebecca McCraskey, and this is Wavelength. My guest this morning is Jason Piasecki, Muskegon native and president of ImageQuest Design. He's also the web designer of Muskegon's first locally produced podcast, Inside Muskegon. For those of you who don't know what a podcast is, think of radio or TV on demand. Internet users can access a program in audio or video and download it to their computer or to their iPod, hence the name podcast. So, you can watch or listen to programs on virtually any subject, anytime, anywhere, not just when the show is broadcast. Now, like weblogs, podcasts are all over the internet, with sources ranging from traditional news to anybody with the equipment and an opinion. There are over 100 million podcasts available worldwide. And that means listeners from all over the world can get the Inside Muskegon scoop. A recent Muskegon Chronicle poll showed that 52% of the residents have accessed a podcast. Inside Muskegon has been featured on WGVU Radio and WZZM-TV. Podcasts are easy, fun, and almost always free. They are truly the wave of the future, and our guest, Jason Piasecki, is riding that wave. Welcome to the program, Jason.
Well, thank you very much.
Let's start by talking about your background, your technical training in order to set up this podcast.
Well, I was born and raised in Muskegon, graduated from Mona Shores High School, and went to Central Michigan University, where I have degrees in marketing and graphic design. And after I graduated from Central, I moved down to the Detroit area and lived there for about 8 years, worked for a couple different small companies, and in that time kind of realized that this is in the mid-90s when people were starting to use websites to promote their businesses, and used my background in marketing and graphic design to develop my first website back in 1996. And then after working for those two companies in 1998, I started ImageQuest Design as an outlet for my creative energy.
Okay. And then how did the whole podcast thing come about?
Well, basically after I moved back to Muskegon, which was a little bit over 2 years ago, I kind of realized there was this this need in Muskegon to do really some positive PR, because Muskegon is a great place to live, great place to raise a family, and I became really involved in a lot of different organizations like the Chamber, Rotary, and different things like that, mm-hmm. and started hearing about the things happening in Muskegon, and I just felt like the word really wasn't getting out about that, and so I got interested in the technology of podcasts and wanted to kind of figure out from that technology point of view, you know, how to actually do a podcast. And, you know, it's relatively inexpensive to do. You just have to get the right equipment and, you know, pick a topic and you kind of go from there.
Now, in terms of podcasts generally, I've read that that blogs and podcasts are kind of filling the holes left by mainstream media. It seems that people are getting sick of the spin of traditional news organizations and that they kind of enjoy the person-to-person communication of the web. I've even heard it described as idea Darwinism, the survival of the fittest idea. Can you talk a little bit about podcasts generally and kind of the implications for the future?
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's kind of more of exactly what you said, like you're having a one-on-one dialogue with someone. When you listen to a podcast, it's very conversational in nature, you know, even though they vary in production value from, you know, very amateurish to very professional. It is something where people can just kind of find topics that they're interested in and subscribe to them. And as far as, you know, the implications for mainstream media, you know, some of the media is really kind of jumping on board and putting their programs out there so people can download them via podcasts. And I think that that's really what's going to, you know, help mainstream media kind of succeed with this convergence of media. And it's really just a grassroots type of radio almost, where people can subscribe to shows on topics they're interested in, listen to them on demand, you know, where you want, when you want. So I think it really is something that you know, traditional media is going to have to start to embrace.
Okay. Give our listeners a kind of an idea of an example of the kinds of subject matters that are available on podcast.
Well, you can get anything from, you know, stuff about technology. That's a lot of the first podcasts were really about technology, because it's your traditional early adopters and people who are using the technology. And so you'd get a lot of different things about computers, internet, web type stuff. And then they kind of branched out into really everything. You know, there's podcasts on everything from HGTV to knitting out there. So really, any subject that you can think of under the sun, you're going to find a podcast about it.
And obviously, podcasts on the arts and the entertainment world, kind of like Wavelength, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about the nuts and bolts of getting a podcast up and running.
Yep. Well, really, you need two pieces of basic equipment. You need a computer and a microphone, and probably a third thing I throw in there, obviously, is a connection to the internet. And that's really all you need to get going. You know, I recommend if you're going to do a podcast, get yourself a good mic. Spend about $100, you can get a professional mic, and that'll help you sound really good. And then also, if you're going to do interviews with more than one person, you would want to get a mixer. I use a digital audio card, and if you're going to be remote, you could use a laptop. And then you just need some software, and there's a lot of software that's out there for free that people that you can download and edit your own podcast. You can put music in, royalty-free music. So you kind of, you catch my drift. A lot of this stuff is free, and then there are
kind of like how the internet used to be.
Yeah, for it kind of is at that stage where people have been doing podcasts for a little bit over a year now, and now they're trying to figure out how to make money off of it.
Sure.
Yep. And kind of the last component that you need is just a website to get it out there. And, there's a lot of great blogs. Blogger.com is one that I use a lot because it is kind of a free publishing tool for putting information about your podcast out there. And then you just need to the very last thing is just a syndication service. That's what truly makes a difference between just an audio program on the web and a podcast is the syndication via RSS, which just stands for really simple syndication. There are services that you can use to get out there, and then when people do a search for something like Muskegon, they can find the Inside Muskegon podcast.
Okay, great. Now, speaking of Inside Muskegon, you've told me a little bit about the inception of it and the purpose of it. Can you tell me about the format, and do you have any demographic information yet? I know it's kind of new, so maybe you don't, but tell me a little bit about the format.
Yeah, well, it's kind of evolved from the first episodes, but I sat down and I kind of thought when I wanted to do this, I want to feature interviews, not just, myself talking, but real people out there in community leaders, because to some degree, people don't care so much about your opinion as being able to take your views on an issue and kind of get out there and talk to other people. So each episode has an interview and also has my commentary on the interview. And then I do some listener feedback, comments that people post on the website. I usually read a few of those. And that's been pretty consistent throughout. And, I've been getting some great feedback when you talk about demographics. A lot of times it is the people, your 18 to 34 type people, your younger folks. But also a lot of people, even older than that, business people. The Chamber has been very supportive. And my first podcast was with Cindy Larson, the president of the Muskegon Chamber. And she sent out just a simple email to all of their members telling them about the podcast. And, so that got the business community to kind of be familiar with it. And, I've had people from age ranges probably from 16, 17 all the way up to 60 tell me they've been listening.
I like the idea of the feedback opportunities that you give to people. I think that's really good. And to air that on the show itself is a really unusual good idea. I really like it. I've listened to the podcast myself, listened to some of your past topics. Why don't you tell the listeners who you've had on so far?
Well, as I said, Cindy Larson from the Chamber, Jim Edmondson from Muskegon Area First, Dan Rinsen-Masibingo with Muskegon Main Street, Jamie Scott, the owner of the Mayhem, Dr. Iman Mahawili, Grand Valley State University's Michigan Alternative and Renewable Energy Center, and also Tracy Lorenz from the Chronicle, Chris Kelly. We talked about Edison Landing. And the last one was with Tony Lissman, the owner of the Muskegon Ferry.
Okay. Tell me something about one of those podcasts that taught you something you didn't know about Muskegon.
Oh, every single one of them has taught me something that I didn't know. Even, having relationships with some of those people and knowing them. When you sit down and talk one-on-one and, it's just like doing this interview. It's usually very laid back. I'm not trying to do hard news. I don't really editorialize on it. I leave that to people who want to do feedback. I want to get a positive message out there on Muskegon. As far as things I really learned with Dr. Mahawili, the energy crisis and the things that they're doing at Merrick in downtown Muskegon are just fascinating. And you know, when you get your gas bill and it's $200-$400, they're doing things right down there, downtown Muskegon, that can help impact that. And hopefully, you know, the legislators will kind of get a hold of that, and they are aware of it, but you know, make it a priority to kind of apply some of those things. And then just in general, a lot of things, talking with the chamber people about downtown Muskegon and the development and what's going on there.
And something we're all interested in.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Dan Winsome this evening, he kind of said it best, that you know, downtown is the heart of the city, and it's imperative that, you know, downtown is successful and vibrant for the success of our community. Because, you know, everything that's going on, like out in the Sternberg area and Harvey Street, I mean, that's fantastic, and every town does need that. But when people come, you know, I talk to people at the CVB, you know, they ask, what kind of unique things are there to do in Muskegon? You know, where are your shops and where are your things
that's
like that?
That's the Convention Visitors Bureau.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yep. Yeah, you're right. I think that's absolutely true. Tell me a little bit about future plans, future podcasts you have up and coming.
Well, doing an interview with Dave Alexander, the business editor at the Muskegon Chronicle, and he's going to share four of his business sites and locations to watch in Muskegon, so that should be a really good one. Talking with Pat Strub at the Lakes Mall about what's going on out there. And based on my podcast with Dr. Mahawili, got some feedback from U.S. Congressman Pete Hoekstra, and he's agreed to do a future podcast, so that one should be really exciting.
Are you planning to have anything for this election year? Are you planning to do any kind of political stuff at all?
Yeah, I think, you know, definitely. I'd like to talk to kind of take the whole NPR philosophy, try to be fair and balanced with it. I'd be willing to talk to Democrats, Republicans, independent. You know, someone comes up and they want to get on there, I'd like to give equal time to everybody.
And how about just your regular Joe, your average guy on the street? You'd like to have those kinds of feedback too?
Yeah, and I'm working on some ideas to do maybe some remotes, go to some events, maybe a, you know, Fury or Mayhem game or something at the fall and kind of do like a man on the street type of deal. I think that could be a lot of fun, and just kind of, you know, work in some everyday people.
Okay, now for all of the listeners out there, if you wanted to access Inside Muskegon, you would turn on your computer, and then what?
Go to InsideMuskegon.com. That's a website. It has archives of all the episodes and, most importantly, links to all the feeds. And you can then subscribe via iTunes. It's a great piece of podcatching software you can download from Apple.com. Or if you just want to listen through your browser, one of my favorite places to listen to podcasts is Odeo.com, which is Odeo.com. They just have a little player. You press a button, and you can listen to the podcast right there on your computer.
Now, subscribing to it would download it automatically onto your computer weekly or however often the podcast is broadcast, correct?
Exactly, exactly. We come out with new episodes each Monday, and it's kind of like an example of, you know, time shifting and place shifting, because, you know, if you're not there to listen to it, you know, Monday night, 8 o'clock, like your typical TV or radio, you can just have it downloaded to your computer, and then whenever you flip on your computer, maybe later in the week, you can listen to it. You could listen to half of it on your computer, say, oops, I got to go to an appointment, or I'm going to go work out, put your iPod in, and, you know, kind of go from there and listen to it while you're driving around.
And just to be clear, it's not necessarily an iPod. It's any portable device.
Yes, any portable media device.
Okay, good. And could you give us the contact information again for our listeners?
Yep. For more information, check out InsideMuskegon.com. That's a place to subscribe and find more information.
Okay. And lastly, I know that you also have your business, Image Quest, and tell us a little bit about what that is.
Well, Image Quest Design is a marketing firm that specializes in website development, graphic design, advertising material, and interactive CDs, multimedia for small businesses.
Okay. And you've set up several clients here in the Muskegon area.
Yep. Some of our clients include, you know, businesses like the Muskegon Country Club, Sardine Room, Norton Pines. You know, those are typical types of clients. A lot of people you'd recognize out there in the community, and some people you wouldn't.
Well, I'm real glad you joined us this morning, Jason. I think that this is a great idea, a real wave of the future, and thanks for coming.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks for joining us here at MTech 106 for Wavelength. Be sure to tune in next Sunday morning at 8 for more of Muskegon's art and entertainment, only on MTech 106 Rockin' Soul.